Welcome to the Internet Advisor. Hi, I'm Foster Brown. I am the producer and co-host of the program, along with a team of experts in studio here, Gary Baker, Kel Carson, and Shane Hamlin. And we're part of that continuing group of experts that are here to answer your questions on Saturday afternoons and evenings. And the number to call with your computer question now is 800-859-0957. That's 800-859-0WJR. Get in line. Welcome to the Internet Advisor. We have been talking for about an hour before we come on the air with you folks about the ins and outs and the ups and downs of Windows 10, because this past week, July 29th, was the big date when Microsoft unleashed this operating system on the world. And so far, the response has been pretty positive around the internets. And but we're here today to help. Maybe you had some problems with it, or you have some questions about what's next, or you're still waiting and wondering, should I make that installation? Gary Baker here is in studio with us. Kel Carson, who is our Apple expert, is also here. And Shane Hamlin, who in his shop, Comptech Services, you folks, you have installed, upwards of about
20 to 30
machines. So we have a lot of experience. And Gary, being the cagey character he is, held out until just this morning.
You mean being the skeptical character that I am?
That's right. That's right.
And when I found out that, usually if there's a problem, the Twitter's feeds are going crazy, the blog sphere goes like crazy. It was silent. There were a few little things here and there, and it was because of something fairly unique.
Yep.
Some driver that didn't work because whoever made that driver didn't take the time to upgrade it.
And you had a little hitch this afternoon.
So I had a problem with OneDrive a little bit.
Right, and I've heard other people talk about that.
And that was just, they shouldn't have even asked me.
Yeah.
They should just go ahead. They moved some of the files and wanted to know if I wanted to merge the rest with it. And it was like, just do
merge?
It.
Merge? Merge? Huh?
Yeah, just do it. Right? And so I was just, they could have made it even easier than it really was.
So we have quite a range of experiences here. And Cal, as a matter of fact, being our Apple expert, has installed Windows 10 on a virtual machine. So we've got lots of experiences and different experiences here. So I'm going to give you the number again, and we're going to dive right into your questions now. 800-859-0957. That's 800-859-0WJR. And let's go to Mary in Detroit. Mary, welcome to the Internet Advisor, and how can we help you this evening?
Well, thank you very much. I am not even interested in Windows 10 now, but I do have questions at my Microsoft 7. It has all its updates.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But I am unable to permanently remove the deleted items from my deleted folder. And they keep piling up and crowding, and finally friends can't call in or leave messages, and they just get clogged up.
Hmm.
How do I do that?
So you're saying that your recycle bin, you can't empty that?
I don't have a recycle bin with Microsoft 7.
You actually do. It may not be showing up, but it should be there.
So what?
No, it doesn't permanently remove them.
What delete folder then are you looking at? Is this in your email box?
Yes.
Okay. I beg your pardon. Okay.
And those are they great big files that were attached to the email?
No, there are just a number of emails that I trashed, so to speak.
So that wouldn't.
I wanted to remove them, delete it. I don't want more than 1.5 years of stuff.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
And I want to get rid of them, but I cannot delete them.
Okay, so this is a matter of your email trash that is not emptying. Okay, I wanted to get that clear. Shane, did you have a thought?
What are you using for your email client? Are you using Webmail or Outlook?
Outlook.
And Outlook, is it, so you bought like a Office version, so it's Outlook Express or Outlook itself? Do you know?
It's Microsoft 7 Outlook.
Okay.
With updates, so I don't know. It is not Express.
Okay.
Okay.
Right.
So you're using the Outlook that would appear on the internet, right?
Yep.
Okay. And then the problem, just to be precise, is that you have put things into your trash. Or in the deleted area, they're just called trash, and you can't empty the trash. So when you right-click on it and it says empty, it doesn't work.
Correct.
So how many do you...
It doesn't get rid of them.
How many do you have there now?
would say well over 900.
Okay.
I just looked. I have about 2,000 in mine. I just don't bother.
Yeah, I'm going to say over 1,000.
Yeah, I just don't bother deleting them. They're usually small and don't affect anything usually.
Isn't there a setting you can put that says after so many days or after a week or a month or something like that?
Delete it or move it to archive. Yeah, there's a setting in your Windows.
But they still stay on my computer.
Well, I mean, are you physically opening up the trash folder and physically putting a check mark in them and hitting the delete?
Yes, and also I want to get rid of the ones in my inbox too, and they go into the deleted items, and then they're just not there, you know, just.
But you get rid of them out of the inbox.
Yes.
Okay, what we're trying to do now is determine is the technology functioning properly, because you might have a glitch, right? Is what we're starting to think, because you should be able to delete. Anything in your deleted items folder.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can't delete them, you know, that could be it sounds like a glitch in the program.
When was the last time you rebooted your machine, by the way? Excuse me, Ray.
Well, it was, I have a friend who comes and helps me with some of the things that he put on and CC Cleaner and they get new versions and he comes over and brings in the new versions because it asks for things that I can't do.
Mary, would you hang on?
Yeah, we're going to put you on hold and see if we can work on this with you a little bit offline as well and get some answers for you. Okay, and we've got Ruth in Westland hanging online. And by the way, plenty of space for you as well at 800-859-0957. If you've had some challenges with downloading Windows 10 or maybe some questions about whether you ought to do it or not, give us a call. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Internet Advisor, and we hope that this is to your benefit. This is kind of like, you know, a computer shop that just kind of opens up every Saturday between 5 and 6, and you get to call in here.
Yeah.
Shane, it's the kind of thing you do when the bell rings. Yeah, exactly. But it's free. And the number is 800-859-0957. So if you've had a problem that's been bugging with your computer and you want to find somebody to help you, please give us a call, and we will do our very best to help you with that. Gary and Cal, Shane and myself in here. And I tell you what, Shane, let's just kind of quickly give a thumbnail of the answer. We talked with Mary offline about her problem of deleting things from her mail and just they don't go away.
No, I told her basically off the air just that basically inside options, inside your Outlook, there's an options area there where you can mess around some of the settings. Some of those are permanently delete my email when I hit delete instead of going to the trash. I guess, Gary, you found something else, right?
Yeah,
it just says that, you know, empty my trash folder or my delete items folder is really what it's called.
Every time
in Outlook.
You probably log off.
Every time you log off.
Yeah,
so.
That's another option.
But I have like 2,000 in my delete. I never delete them. I should delete them. I should clean them up. So many people think, oh my gosh, I got to clean all this up because it's clogging up my computer. It doesn't clog up your
computer.
You're
an Outlook hoarder.
Right. So it's very small.
Hoarder.
You know, I only pay attention to stuff that matters.
I can't wait for the day when we have no more email.
I think it's basically Gary's nice way of saying I don't want to have to clean up this stuff. But that's another story entirely.
It's so liberating. But let me tell you something.
I just don't bother. I mean, I could. I go back in and delete the last year or something. But
now, quickly, we've got Ruth.
It's so small compared to everything.
I want to make sure we get to Ruth. She's hanging on the phone here, and I don't want her waiting too long. So let's go to Ruth. And when we come back, maybe you can talk about that PST solution as well. All right. Hi, Ruth. Welcome to the Internet Advisor. Glad to have you with us.
Well, thank you. I hope you feel the same after we get through talking.
We always will.
I'll tell you why I say that is I am so, it's going to be so, it seems like it's going to be hard to tell you what happened, so I'm going to fumble through somehow.
Okay, go ahead.
I had clicked on the little white logo on the taskbar.
Yes.
And I'd already reserved my Win 10.
Yep.
And when I clicked on it, it said, you know, please wait. And it just kind of hung like that.
Okay.
And so I thought, well, yeah, that makes sense. But the thing of it was, is it just so happened that I saw some updates. They were optional, and they were ready to be installed.
Okay.
So when I was looking at the history of the updates, I noticed that along with these optional ones, there was Windows 10 sitting there. And I thought, oh, this is great. It's all ready to go, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I selected it as well as the rest of them. Well, the first time around, there were some fails, but at the very end, all of them installed except Windows 10. Mm-hmm. And what I did was, is I got this error code. I have the number if you're interested.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
It's 802-400-20.
Mm-hmm. Okay. 802-400-20. Okay.
Right. And there's quite a few people in the Microsoft community that are had the same problem where they got this error code. And but here's the deal. Here's the question that I'm coming to, and that is, when I would click on that little white window, and then I would look at the update history, it would show that Windows 10 tried to install and failed. And so that continued on, and when I tried it today, there was no history of it even trying. And so my question is, should I reserve it again, or should I just wait and see? Because the folder for this Windows 10 is still there. It's still on my computer.
Yeah.
It's $.
Yes. Uh-huh.
You know, whatever.
Yeah. Yep.
So anyway, that's my dilemma. I don't know,
Ruth, you've asked a very, very good question, and I'm fascinated to find out what's going on. Gary had no problem this morning when he went to install. Now, when was the first time that you tried to install Windows 10?
It was the day that it was supposed to.
July 29th. Okay.
Right,
okay.
Right.
On that date. And you had you reserved it before July 29th?
Correct.
Okay. Okay. So you had gotten it reserved before then. On the day, you went to click on it, and it just kind of hung up there.
Yeah, it just said, please wait, please wait, please wait.
Okay.
Finally, gave up.
What, the machine that you're on right now, tell me a little bit about it. Was it running Windows 8.1?
Yes, I've upgraded from 8 to 8.1.
Okay, so it's running 8.1. Is how old is the machine?
Oh, maybe around a year or so.
Okay, so it's a relatively new machine. Shane, uh-huh. any thoughts from your experience?
Yeah, I mean, the Windows Air that you gave us is a standard Windows Update Air. Doesn't have really anything to do with Windows 10 or 8 or 7.
Right.
It's
one
of those that says that, hey, it's something corrupted and you need to redo this. But the problem is it's going to be logged in your, there's a software distribution download folder. And what you're going to have to do is if you actually type that number in your Bing search bar and search, you know, Air Windows 10, they'll give you the fix for it. Basically, what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to go into this folder, delete everything out of the folder, which is the updates, the history of those updates, and start from scratch. Just go to Microsoft's site, mm-hmm. download the update itself, standalone, and then run it that way from scratch. But you have to delete stuff in that folder first.
Now, so Ruth, if you go to Google or Bing or any of them.
I would prefer
and just
Bing.
Put, and of course.
Mm-hmm. Get your Bing points.
But I looked at Tom's Hardware, yeah. which is a site that we've mm-hmm. used a lot. And there is a step-by-step, and there's three steps.
Yep, easy.
It's pretty easy. It just says exactly what Shane just told you to
so,
do.
Ruth, here's the key for you.
But it's right there, and you can follow them step by step mm-hmm. by step.
The key for you and anybody else who has been just itching to get Windows 10 in and finding this nasty problem, the important thing is there is a fix, and it is a fairly simple one. For instance, I just put the number of the error in, and it gave me a site that said, you know, here's how to fix the whole thing. So, go ahead.
I'll tell you what it is there were a couple of places I went to mm-hmm. that talked about deleting everything out, and then they went on for some more steps and using the command line, the DOS, and the
yes.
command line.
Right.
Yeah, don't.
Mm-hmm.
I was afraid. Because I didn't know, you know, because it was working for some people and it wasn't working for others. And I thought, oh, boy, I don't want to end up, you know.
Ruth, you're a pioneer. You're a brave woman. Ruth, you're out there cutting the waves.
You will have to go. You have an administrative rights on your computer, I'm sure.
Oh, yes.
You have to go to the command prompt. which does look a little bit like computer programming. It will look like that. But you just type what it says right there. And, and again,
or
I'm looking at Tom's. Or copy and paste. But what I think probably happened was it was a little confused. You were upgrading or putting in the updates for Windows 8.1 and also then trying to upgrade to 10. And
it got confused.
It was confused.
Yeah, Cal, you had something?
That makes sense.
Yeah, Cal, you were going to say something?
Well, I just wanted to ask Ruth a magic question. Ruth, on this computer that you're trying to upgrade, do you have, like, pictures and documents and stuff that you want to keep?
Yes.
And, of course, you've backed up all those things onto something just in case, correct?
See, I'm so glad you brought that up because I had the funniest thing happen. I tried to, I don't have any external hard drive anymore. They died on me.
Okay.
And it looks like there's 123 gigabytes if I do the operating system and the whole nine yards, the image kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But in another screen, it tells me that I've only got 22 gigabytes, and then on another screen, it's telling me I've got plenty of room to do this. So
now, Ruth, here's what we're going to do. We're going to put you on hold, and when we come, we'll talk a little more offline about this. But what Cal is saying, and this is for everybody out there, make sure you've done a backup.
Yeah,
because
this is good. We want you to hold.
Yes, yeah, and hang on.
Give us an opportunity.
But there is a step-by-step fix for this, and we'll make sure, by the way, that we post this on our homepage as well. Back in just a second. A tip of the hat to the folks behind the glass for us, and that is Mr. Mike Parsons, who's in here engineering and producing, and also the Shannon Maley. Thank you so much, Shannon, for helping us. And we see Princess Annie back there. Yes, she has risen from the dead, from the FM station, come up and said hello to us. Annie Nichols, our screener for many, many, many programs. Good to see her.
You know, when they go to those higher frequencies, they walk in a higher stance.
I know, yes, yeah. Yes. They kind of float a little
bit
off the ground.
They breathe that air, yes.
All right, the number again, 800-859-0957. Interesting to get a problem with an install. Have you heard of many problems with installs like
no,
that?
No, but it happens. You know, it's not a perfect world.
Yep.
No, nope. I'm glad.
And the good thing is there's a very easy fix.
Yep.
It's three steps.
There's
yep.
usually a fix for most things.
Yeah, yeah. And I will make sure that we post that fix on our homepage so that it's available for you there. But simply put in that error code into any one of your search engines, Bing or into Google, and you will find the answers popping up
and
there.
And because things can go wrong, and this particular one is very easy to get around, this is the reason why you back up before you do that update.
Thanks,
absolutely.
Cal.
Very, very, absolutely way to prove that. Okay, Craig in Columbus, Ohio, welcome to the Internet Advisor. How can we help you?
Well, hey, guys. 5 years running now. This is Craig, formerly from Shelby, Ohio.
Hey. Oh, really? Okay. Hey, Craig.
And I want to say this, too. This is great because I have a backup issue that I've done a lot of stuff, but I've never done this. I had a Gateway Mini that the hard drive crashed one time.
Mm-hmm.
And I went ahead and got a 32-gig flash drive for backup.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And now I have a rebuilt Dell Latitude, which I really like.
Okay.
All right. So I have not ever taken that flash drive, put it in the USB, and taken what's on it and converted it to another laptop. I've never done that.
Okay. The stuff that's on that 32-gig flash drive, those are just your data, like your documents and stuff like that. You didn't, like, copy a whole operating system or something under, did you?
I don't know.
Okay, so the best way to find out is to take that drive, stick it into your computer, the new one that you have, open up your file manager or Windows Explorer, and then go to that drive and see exactly what's on it. Chances are it's going to be set up similar in file structure as to what you have on your computer already. So if you see a folder on there that says Users, you're going to click on that, and then you'll find your old User ID folder that's in there. And under that folder, you'll find folders that say Desktop, Documents, Music, Movies, Photos. And then that way, you can go through those, pick what you want, drag and drop them to the appropriate mm-hmm. folders on the new computer.
Individually, right.
Okay, what I show is Craig's PC, File Folder, and Media ID, Bin Folder.
And then you open up the Craig's PC folder. What do you find in there?
Do you want to restore files and backup? Mm.
It sounds like you did a Windows backup. Is that possible?
I don't know.
Yeah. I'm hoping that it's not an image, you know, an image file. If it's just one single file, when you put the thumb drive in, if it's one single file.
Well,
could
he do it this way? Could he make a folder on the new computer, start that restore up, and then direct those files from that restore to that folder, and then he could pick and choose through there what he wanted?
It all depends on how he did the backup. I mean, if he created an image, no. If it's a Microsoft backup that's going to restore it, it's like did a little compression of those, and it's going to dump it into a folder, then maybe, yeah, but...
Well, if it says Craig's PC, would it have an ISO extension on it?
You know what? I don't know because, for one, they're going to be hidden.
Okay.
And for two, I don't know what the file is. I mean, he says Craig's PC. Is that a folder? Is it a file? You know, what is it? What does it look like? What does the icon look like?
It looks like kind of like a blue feather connected to... It's very small. I can probably blow it up. It looks like a blue feather next to a glow. Tiny image.
Sounds like almost like a Firefox image.
Yeah.
It says a file folder.
File folder.
Okay. Yeah. And you can't click on that and see what's in it?
What happens when you right-click on it?
Right-click, it goes to, do you want to restore files from this backup? And then how do I manage the...
Yeah. Craig, I'm going to suggest something here because this is going to take a little more time than I think we can do right now. Would you please go to our homepage, internetadvisor.net, and on the Contact Us button there, send us an email. And if you can, send us a screenshot of what you've got there so that we can see that. And then what we'll do is during the week, these guys will take this apart and see if we can find something more about that, okay? Would you do that?
Screenshot. What does that mean?
A screenshot would be, just...
So if you... Like function, probably it'll say screen.
Print screen.
Okay. You'll hold down the Alt key and then hit the print screen key. And that will capture whatever is on the screen at that current time, which is the active window.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And then you take and go to like Microsoft Word and then do a control V.
Right.
And that'll paste that picture into that document and then attach that document to the email and send it to our forum.
I can even take it with my Droid and send it.
You can do it that way too. Yeah.
There's also, just so people know, there's also a tool called snipping.
Right.
You just put snip S in your search bar and it'll pull up the little snipping tool and you just grab a little screenshot of it and save it to your desktop and attach that.
And then just attach that to the email. Okay,
Craig?
You guys are the best.
Hey, Craig, what is in there that that you might want?
Pretty much. Well, and thanks to you guys, my career, I've been listening to you for 5 years, I'm convinced, has been through the advice that you've given me. So there could be anything like resumes. It could be...
Okay, good. Okay, so you need to get to this. Okay, just
so
wanted to
do that, would you please? And then what we'll do is we will take a much closer look at that, Craig, and see if we can get some answers for you. Thanks for giving us a call. And by the way, folks, I'm not giving short shrift to Craig and what he's doing, but in order to be able, within the framework of our program, to give as much help to people as we possibly can, you really will get much more detailed kind of a response if you can send us an email with that information. Okay? Yeah. All right, let's go to Joe in Livonia. Joe, welcome to the Internet Advisor. Can we help you?
I hope so, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
We'll try.
Guess a couple of major headaches. Trying to use dial-up internet, and I'm using a Mac running 10.8.5. I've got over 4 megs of memory available. I'm using Firefox for the browser, though it doesn't matter which browser I use, whether I use Chrome, Opera, Firefox, or Safari. It'll start to load, and it'll load maybe 50% of the document in, less than a minute. And then 2, 3, 4, 5, 8, 10 minutes later, it's still trying to load the page. It'll have increased maybe to 75 or 80%.
Mm.
It'll tell me that it's increased how much it's been received by 3 megabytes, but nothing is showing up in the browser window. And I can't get the document to ever complete.
Probably the best thing you need to do more than anything else, and I know you're going to hate hearing this, is that you got to increase your bandwidth. You're not getting enough bandwidth in to fill up the page. The second thing that possibly could be happening is that you don't have enough memory in the machine to buffer up the remainder amount of that page.
Okay, well, I've got 8 gigs in terms of total, and I've got over 4.25 still available.
Well, then what I would suggest you to do, if you could, is maybe you might want to take that machine somewhere where you have a friend or a family member that has more bandwidth and hook it up on there. Try running it and see if that makes a difference, because I think your problem is probably more bandwidth than anything else.
I do too, yeah. Gary, you know what this sounds like? The old days when we started the program nearly 18 years ago,
right.
And in my case, it was squirrels that had been chewing on the line and had fouled it up so badly that I was not getting a decent throughput. And something somewhere is choking that bandwidth that should be feeding you in very quick fashion with all the RAM that you've got there.
The good thing is that there are lots of options today for higher bandwidth. Joe, you could take it to, is this a desktop?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, it's pretty hard to take it into a McDonald's, but you could, right? But you could take it to the library, but it will mean you have to move it to some place where you can get a higher bandwidth.
Or a friend's house.
A friend's house. And what this does is this tests this theory.
Right.
Right? You have to tease this apart and start testing. If that doesn't become the problem, then we got to go to plan B and plan C and plan
Well, let me try
B.
and throw it in a different way. I've also got an old G4, and I'm running 10.58.
Okay.
And that one, I can get the pages to load. I mean, you know, 30 seconds, 40 seconds, the pages are loaded.
So the operating system is working just fine on that one. Then it may be a problem somehow?
It could be cache or something. Let's put them on hold. We'll talk to them.
All right. Joe, thanks for that call. That sounds like one again that's going to take a little more time than we can give right now. But anyway, Bill in Lincoln Park, Bob in Dearborn Heights, and Chuck in West Nine, we're going to do our very best to get the answers to you as well as we continue here with the Internet Advisor. Thank you so much for joining us. I want to thank you guys very much for all the help that you've given here. And this is just kind of the beginning of a conversation, I think, that we're going to be having quite a bit, which is about Windows 10 and its impact on your machines on our homepage. And we'll be building it. I will be building it tonight and tomorrow at internetadvisor.net. We'll be putting up a lot of connections to things that Mike Wendland, for instance, PC Mike, has done a great job of putting together some of his first impressions. We've got a lot of stuff from Mary Jo Foley, who is an expert in the field, has got some other things. So I'm going to be loading a lot of that stuff into our homepage for you to look at as well. Kel?
You know, I don't fall over and die, Gary. I really, really hope that 10 does better, because I remember when I first started with the Internet Advisor with you guys, when XP had pretty much become mainstream, stuff like that, we got a lot of questions about it. It was always a good discussion, always something interesting about it going on, that sort of thing. Yeah. And then in between that time, it's been ebbing and flowing and that sort of thing. So if 10 goes off really well, it'll be like the good old days all over again.
I love it. The gravy days, back to it. All right, let's go back to Chuck right now from Westland. Chuck, welcome to the Internet Advisor. How can we help you?
Yes, I have a question about Windows 10.
Yes.
Okay.
If I download it, will I have to re-download all of my things like Microsoft Office and WebRoot and Audacity and those things that are not part of the actual Windows 10?
You like the third-party operating, you know.
All the third-party applications and programs that he uses is what he's talking about, correct? Yep.
Right.
No, should. I mean, you should be fine, unless there are anything to do with, you know, like security tools or
like
those kind of things.
WebRoot may not show up after you do, but don't panic. And it's because, for instance, Mike Wendland noted that when he loaded Windows 10 on, all of a sudden, in his particular case, SpyBot wasn't there. But that didn't matter because the security system built into the Windows is already taking care of that. Cal?
I think a lot of times when we want to go to new operating systems and upgrade, it takes a lot more than just the click of the mouse. And a lot of times what I suggest people to do is look at all the things that you do on your computer. I use Microsoft Microsoft Office. I use WebRoot. I use this. I use that. And then what you do is you go to each one of those websites of those manufacturers, and you click on it, and you check their FAQs and say, will this run under Windows 10? Mm-hmm. Will this run under Windows 10? And then once you know everything that you have will work with that particular application, then after you prep yourself, back up, and that sort of thing, then you can go ahead and click it, upgrade it, and 9 times out of 10, it's going to work. Yeah. You may have to go back to those sites and download additional patches or something to that software, but that's the thing you want to check first. There's a certain number amount of due diligence you need to do prior to actually doing any upgrade.
A quick question. Did you know that little icon that appeared in your system tray on the bottom right-hand side, that like window, the white windows? Did you see that on your machine?
Yet.
Oh, that hasn't appeared in the lower right-hand side. That was the, if you wanted to, you know, reserve a copy, you would click on that, and that would run a diagnostic to see if there was something going on in your machine. But
it may not show up for him. Okay. I mean, it might have been one of those, it bugged.
What steps would you suggest then?
You know what, just go to Microsoft, grab the download the file, run the install, and just install it. If there's a problem, it's going to stop and tell you, hey, uninstall these few programs, and then let's try it again. So don't sweat it. I mean, we've talked
about
this.
So when you say go get the download, you mean go to Microsoft?
Go to Microsoft 10's website.
Okay.
Say upgrade
You'll see the upgrade link. You'll click on it. It'll give you an optional download executable, and you'll run it, and it'll run your upgrade for you.
So you're going to get a lot of hand-holding on this, Chuck, for you and for anybody else who's considering
this.
It's
very easy.
There's a lot of hand-holding that goes on as you're going to have to, as Gary was saying earlier in the other hour, he was saying you sat and you watched very carefully as the screen showed up.
That's right.
To make sure that you're clicking what you want to have happen, but it will hold your hand as you go through it.
Don't forget, back up your documents.
Right? Yes. So, Chuck, have you got a good backup right now?
I don't know what you call it, especially backup. I haven't had Windows 7 that long. But most of my files are all taken care of.
Well, that's the key thing. When I ask you that question, I want you to feel like, hey, I got what I need backed up. I got my documents. I got my pictures. I've got whatever that is, you know. And if you can feel comfortable with that, then dive into this, you know. And I think you'll find that the process will work. Okay.
The only things that so far that we've heard that will not be compatible with Windows 10 are ones where drivers where they've had a video card, a very special high end video cards that they just didn't create drivers for yet. They will, but they haven't yet.
Right.
So you have to downgrade that video driver until they do, and then you can put the new driver that company back on.
Quick question. Will Chuck be able to go straight from 7 to 10, or does he have to go from 7 to 8, 8 to 8?
Theoretically, yes, he can.
Okay.
He may run into some problems if he does that. I mean, not saying that he will. Ran into, out of 1 in 20, 25 machines, 1 had that problem.
Okay.
So I wouldn't worry about it. As long as he's backed up in his documents, who cares? Go for it.
All right?
Okay.
Dive in there, buddy. Go for it. All right. An adventurous
but
man
good
there.
Good question, right?
Yes, very good.
Everybody's asking that
very good
question.
One. Yeah. All right. Let's go to, Bill in Lincoln Park. How can we help you?
My 10-year-old computer really is, 9 or 10, whatever it is, has really been threatening for a long time. I just I feel like I've got to do something now.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at the stores out the store prices and internet prices, and it just seems like a lot more expensive than they used to be.
Well, depends on what you're looking for.
Desktops. And I went out. I was surprised there wasn't like a whole aisle full of desktops. They had two.
Where were you looking?
Staples.
Well, no, again, yeah, there's plenty of places. Best Buy has got a huge bank. Micro Center, but that's up in Madison Heights, so it's on the other side of the city. What are your thoughts?
I mean, I don't see them getting really all that expensive. I mean, $300, $350?
Yeah.
How is that for your budget, Bill?
Well, yeah, if I have to go up that like that, but it's just that when I get in that arena, they have, not the AMD, I can't think of it, the non-Intel processors.
Oh.
I mean, $400 max, $450, get into a nice i5, lots of RAM, brand new, Windows 10. I mean...
Where is this?
Sterling Heights?
Everywhere.
I mean, in my store?
If you want to come to his store, it's Comtech Services. Yeah. It's on Shaner, just between 18 and 19.
Well, I don't have a car.
Oh okay.
So I will deliver.
The point is that there are machines out there right now. Just go beyond Staples. Staples, first of all, is not going to have as big a selection as a place like a Best Buy.
I've dealt with Best Buy in the past. And I've just not been real satisfied.
Okay. Have you tried Amazon? Have you gone online?
No. I've looked around Dell
Dell?
HP and like that.
Okay.
The price is just, if you get anything at all.
Here's a suggestion for you. Gary said this before. I didn't believe him. And my wife made a believer out of me. Try a laptop.
Problem is, I've got a hard drive. I want to run my the new system from my old one. And
fine.
If you want to add anything to it, you're real limited with laptops.
No, not necessarily. You can change the laptop to hard drives, and you can.
Well, you can't. I can't use the hard drive out of my desktop.
But you can get the content that's on there. I tell you what.
Hang on, Bill.
We'll talk. We're going to put you on hold, and we'll talk to you in the break, because there's many different ways of handling that situation. But Bill, thank you very much for giving us a call on that. And for the other folks who are hanging out there, I see Paul from Houston, Texas. Hang on, Paul. We'll talk with you as well. Bob from Dearborn Heights. We'll get to you as well. Thank you, folks, so much for being part of this Internet Advisor. As you can see, if you get involved with us early, we can get to your questions. And there's sometimes when they're a little more complicated, we want to take time to answer them a little more detenidamente, as we say in Spanish, with a little more time. In any case, the way to do that is to go to internetadvisor.net and hit the contact us button, and then send us an email with more of that information. And then by Sunday night, we will have this program as a podcast up there with all sorts of links and information to help you. Thank you so much for being with us here on the Internet Advisor.